Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. And for those of you who are not in DBS, which is Dynamic Business Strategies, you need to head over there immediately. That's where we have nearly 5,000 entrepreneurs who support each other on this journey. That's where you can get a ton of information about your business. That's where you can find people to collaborate with, find people to network with, and find anything that you need as an entrepreneur. It's not an advertising group, but it's an information group, right? We share really, really valuable information with each other. So if you are not there, you need to head over to Dynamic Business Strategies, right? On Facebook. So today, I just wanted to touch base with you because I asked a really great question yesterday in the group on Sunday, and I asked about how many of you are working full-time and still trying to build your business. And you know, I got so many great responses from people, and the truth is most of us actually end up in entrepreneurship, right? We usually are working in our jobs full time, and for whatever reason, whether it's by choice or whether we're forced, then we go into entrepreneurship. Some of us, like myself, we started as entrepreneurs while we were in corporate, before we went full time. And let me just say this, there is no shame in your game if you are still working full time and trying to build your business. In fact, I think it's a great, great way for you to start so that you are not, you have a great foundation to start. What I would say is if you're working full time, utilize the skills that you've learned from that job to help you to become a better entrepreneur. So whether that's your customer service skills, whether that's your time management skills, whatever that is, utilize the skills that you've learned in your full-time job for you to become a great entrepreneur. And if you're building your business while you're working in your corporate job or in your administrative jobs or whatever, wherever you're working, right? Because we come from so many different backgrounds, right? If you are still working, I would say the first thing is to try to build your audience and build your visibility before you go full-time into your business. Tell me if that makes sense in the comments. Tell me if that makes sense. I want you to focus on building your visibility, right? What does that mean? That means that as you start that Facebook page, as you start that email list, as you start your Instagram feed, right? You want to start to show up consistently and intentionally with your audience, right? You don't want to leave your job and then start to focus on those things. The point is you want to be at a stage where when you are ready to leave, that you already have an active and engaged audience, yeah? And that's part of what I did when I left in 2016. I had an active and engaged audience by the time I was ready to leave. I still left earlier than I wanted to. But what I did between 2015 into 2016, when I first started into coaching specifically, because I was doing marketing and stuff before. But when I started into coaching is that I intentionally for that year built an active and engaged audience online, which means I started my Facebook page, and that time Facebook was not huge as yet for businesses. It was really just a social network where people will engage with their friends and family and stuff. But I started the group Dynamic Business Strategies in early 2016 as well. And I really reached out to my personal friends and family members who were entrepreneurs, because it wasn't about everyone, anybody. So you want to build an active and engaged audience of your ideal clients. You have to get clear about who your ideal clients are. Build an active and engaged audience of those type of people while you are still working, right? And that may be doing, like, you know, these kind of videos in the afternoon. That might be doing competitions. That might be doing networking things on a weekend, whatever that is. You want to build and focus on building that active and engaged audience so that when you're ready to make that leap into full-time entrepreneurship, you're not now trying to find your ideal people. You already know your ideal people. You already know who they are. You already know where they are. You already know what their challenges, and you have already started to engage with them, build that know, like, and trust. And in most instances, you've already started to sell to them. Because sometimes when you're working full-time and you're doing your business, you may not be able to sell 100% because your time is tied up, right? Totally understandable. But it doesn't mean that you should not be selling at all. You want to try to master or get comfortable selling to your audience before you go full-time into entrepreneurship. So look at those skills. You want to get clear on your audience. You want to get clear on your offer. Right, clear on your audience, clear on your offer, and always understand how am I managing my time. So I will let you all know, like, when I was working full-time and doing my business, what I would do is I would get up an hour earlier and do some work before I left home. Then on my lunch break, I would use my phone to respond to people, right, on my phone. And then in the afternoon, I used to usually get home like about 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8, and about 9 o'clock or so I will do another hour. The truth is I was really just working 3 to 4 hours maximum per day on my business, but I was doing something every day in my business in order to increase my visibility, increase my brand awareness, engage my ideal clients, not everybody, engage my ideal clients, and put my offers out. You don't have to wait until everything is perfect. My Facebook page was a mess. The first DBS images were a mess, right? I didn't go live until I was actually full-time entrepreneur, right? But even with that, because I couldn't do it because of legal issues with my job, but Even without that, I was still able to build an active and engaged audience by being intentional about who I spoke to, who I reached out to, who I invited into DBS, who I spoke to in the DMs, the proposals that I sent out, the businesses that I contacted, and that kind of thing, right? Even without me having to do videos at that time. And at that time, videos weren't a huge thing. They were now coming on board. But I was building my email list and all of that. So I'm saying this to tell you that even as you are working your 8 to 4 or your 9 to 5 or your shift or whatever, because I know we work in all kind of different hours now, that you still want to be intentional in building your business. You can't do everything. You can't do everything in one day. You can't, you know, you don't want to focus on being perfect because it doesn't have to be perfect, but you want to be intentional in putting information out there, right? And building that trust. So when you make that leap, you are ready. You are ready to hit the ground running. Does that make sense, guys? Tell me in the comments if that makes sense. Some of the other things that I did before I branched out full time, as I said, I branched out before I was ready to do it, right? But I had to do it. But some of the things that I did in advance as well was that I went and made sure my business was registered. I made sure my business was registered before. I also made sure that I had a business bank account before. Those are things that you can do right now, right? Even before you go into entrepreneurship full time, Those are things you can do right now. I made sure my business is registered. I made sure I had a business bank account. I made sure to start selling. My first coaching packages were like $300 a month. They're now over $3,000, right? But it was like in 2015, it was like $300 a month. But it didn't matter about the price at that time because I was working and I wasn't depending on the salary. But I was making sure to engage with my ideal clients and get them on board and then upsell them to something bigger, right? So I started selling. I don't know why I have it written twice. I started selling and I started to save as well. I started to sell and I like really, really started to put aside money in my savings because, I mean, I was saving all the time, but it was really, really intentional because, you know, when you start this business, you want to have at least 3 to 6 months of income put aside, right? It's not always practical. It's not always possible for everybody. And we understand that. But you want to have a little cushion for when you start to kind of help you with that adjustment. Remember, because you're not getting paid on the 25th or the 30th of every month, right? You can get paid anytime, anywhere, according to the structure of your business, right? So I started to sell and I started to save and I started to do and I started to put that money in a business bank account. So it was separate and apart from my personal money so that I had no commingling of funds. Making sense, guys? So if you know you're still working full-time and you are building your business on the side, go and get your business registered. Go and open your business bank account. Start selling and start saving and utilize the skills like your time management skills, your customer service skills, to become a stronger entrepreneur. Those are the things that made me become a stronger entrepreneur because of my experience in corporate. I know how to write proposals. I would know how to engage with the media. I would know how to engage with CEOs of certain types of businesses and really speak their language. But I would only know that because I worked in a corporate environment and because I was, you know, I was head of marketing and PR and all that kind of thing. So I utilized the skill sets that I honed in my corporate job to help me to become a more resilient entrepreneur. Right? Get clear on your audience, get clear on your goals, get clear on your offers, and manage yourselves and optimize your time. Right? That's what I want you to remember, because some of us have the luxury of planning our escape, right? But some of us don't have that luxury, right? So you want to position yourself in a place where you are prepared just in case you don't have that luxury of planning a smooth exit from your full-time job, right? And you want to be making a certain amount of money by the time you're ready to leave. So it's not that you're going from a salary of $10,000 a month to absolutely no salary at all. So even if you go from $10,000 and you move to, okay, I'm making $3,000. It's still better than making absolutely nothing. It means that when you move to that business full time, you have more time to raise your income, also raise your revenue back up to that $10,000 or whatever it was that you were making when you were working full time, guys. Yeah, there's no shame. Utilize the skills, utilize the tools. I even remember when I was in corporate, and we had to do training. A lot of the training that I received when I was working in corporate, like my crisis management training, my brand management training, and you know, those kind of trainings, I took that information and I utilize it now in my business. So don't think about it as separate and apart, but think about it as your full-time job as how you are supporting yourself in your business until you're ready to make that breakaway from your job. Guys, and the other thing I want to tell you, and this is very ethical, don't use up the people time. If you're working for somebody, work for somebody. Work for them. Don't use up the time, the 8 hours that you have to work for somebody to do your business, because you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you, right? That's why I said I used to do it before hours or on my lunch break, because that is my hour. So I can do what I want in that hour. But between the hours when I was supposed to be working, I worked and I focused on being the best employee that I could be for the business at the time. And then outside of that, I focused and was very intentional and specific about my own business. Yeah, but you have to make those sacrifices. It's not going to be forever, but you have to make those sacrifices. You have to shift your mindset as to how is this going to be done and how am I going to get to where I want to be, and prepare yourself, right? Prepare yourself by focusing on building that visibility, building your brand awareness, building an active and engaged audience. Start selling and start saving. You know, do your business bank account, as well as go and register your business in advance. Yes, was this message met well? Tell me in the comments if you are working full time and building your business at the side. I know there are so many of us doing that and we're anxious to break away. Some of us don't even have a deadline date or year for when we are going to break away, and that's fine. But you can, you know, you always want to kind of be 10 steps ahead, right? Be 10 steps ahead, because you know what? Working with somebody, you don't really have control. You don't have a lot of control because you don't know what is going to happen. Look at what happened for COVID. A lot of businesses had to close down. That was not their intention, but because they could not, they couldn't manage the economy at the time, they had to close down, unfortunately, right? So you always want to make sure that you're prepared, and especially if your desire and your passion is to own your own business, then this is the time for you to start to put things in place, so that when that time does arise, that the transition is not as drastic, it's not as harsh, right? You have your business registered, you have your business bank account, you already have an active and engaged audience, you have already started to sell, so that your income stream does not drastically decrease because you have had to make that switch from full-time employee to a full-time entrepreneur. Yeah, and that's a discussion. I don't think I've ever had that discussion with you before, but I think it's something that we really need to take into consideration, and you know, put things in place, so that I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs get the shittier side of the stick, right? Because they did not prepare themselves to make that jump. They got retrenched and that kind of thing, unfortunately. But I'm saying to you that if you're here, if you're listening, if you are an entrepreneur, if that is your desire, then do not stick. Do what you have to do. Do what you must do from now. So when that time does come, it is not as is not something that is going to, you know, be a shock to your system, or even be a shock to your wallets, right? Because you've already been in that mode of selling, and you already put yourself in that mode of communicating and engaging and educating and inspiring and motivating your audience, and you already have an active and engaged audience. Yeah. So guys, that's all I wanted to share with you tonight. I hope this message meets you well. For those of you who still need support, you know, usual thing, jump into my DMs, leave a message in the comments, and I'll be glad to answer it.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.